Flag in Exile by David Weber. Prologue. Admiral of the Green, Hamish Alexander, 13th Earl of Whitehaven, sat on HMS Queen Katrin's flag deck and gazed into his display. The Nightingale System's G3 primary was a white speck of fire, and its single habitable planet, too distant to be seen on visuals, showed as a tiny blue-green light deep in the plot. So did the angry red rash of enemy warships between it and Queen Katrin, and Whitehaven studied that crimson wall of light with care. The People's Navy's sensors had detected him hours ago, but the peeps hadn't tried anything fancy. They had simply formed a wall between his task force and its objective, and steered to meet him well inside the system's hyperlimit. That left him the initiative. Yet there was only so much he could do with it. They knew why he was here, and they were inside him and able to stay there. Worse, they were staying together without the erratic maneuvering he had seen so often. They outnumbered him by 4-3, and he had abandoned any thought of tactical sleight of hand in the face of their steadiness. But he was confident in his ship's qualitative superiority. If he could neither split them up nor outmaneuver them, he was willing enough to meet them head-on. He checked the range once more, then looked into the calm screen to Queen Katrin's command deck. "Very well, Captain Goldstein, you may open fire."
"Aye, aye, my lord,"
Captain Frederick Goldstein rapped, and the first massive salvo spat from Queen Katrin's port broadside. The rest of Battle Squadron 21 fired with her, and all 8 super-dreadnoughts simultaneously flushed the missile pods towing astern of them. Batron 8 and Batron 17's dreadnoughts followed suit, and 3,200 impeller-drive missiles lanced out across 5.5 million kilometers of vacuum. Whitehaven watched their outgoing tracks, and his brow deepened. The opening phase was almost classic, straight out of the TAC manuals, yet he felt a nagging, unformed uneasiness. He had nothing overt to justify it, but there were more targets over there than there should have been. Peep resistance had been spotty for months, based on whatever frontier formations had held together long enough to be redeployed against Manticore's drive on Trevor's Star. But this formation's unit strength looked far more like a proper task force, and the difference between its steady, unswerving course and the confusion which had plagued Peep Fleet Commander since the war's start was too marked. It roused an instinctive wariness, and that instinct jabbed at him like a sharp stick. It was why he had fired at such long range, rather than closing before he unleashed his first and heaviest salvo, and he made himself sit motionless, fighting an urge to fidget as return fire stippled his plot. That fire was lighter than the deluge his own ships had spawned, for the peeps had no equivalent of Manticore's missile pods. But there were 4 full battle squadrons, 32 ships of the wall, all of them super-dreadnoughts over there. The peep wall of battle spat 1,200 birds back at him, and Whitehaven swallowed a stillborn curse as he realized they had concentrated solely on Batron 21's 8 units.